Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette. He covers the Steelers. He is joining us now. And Chris, a very busy week in Steelers land. A lot to react to. I guess we'll start with the big trade on Monday around 10:30. It comes down. The details trickle out. The Steelers get Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith for Minkah Fitzpatrick. A couple of late round picks exchanged as well. What was your reaction to that, and how do you feel about the trade a few days later?
I was shocked. I thought Jalen Ramsey was in play potentially, but I wasn't sure that it was going to happen because I was like, they just paid Darius Slay $10 million. They want Joey Porter Jr. to be the guy this year, and wasn't sure that they wanted to give up draft picks. And, you know, having talked to Minkah Fitzpatrick during OTAs and minicamp, I never got the sense that he wanted to leave, that they wanted him to leave. And then all of a sudden, whoop, he's gone. And I was caught off guard by this move entirely. Omar Khan making moves. But I think that it makes sense when you look at what the Steelers want to do. And I broke this down in multiple articles this week for the Post-Gazette. When you look at the advanced statistics, when you look at just analytics and how the Steelers are trying to play, the Steelers need to be a team that can take away short passes more often. The NFL is becoming more and more about the quick pass, the short pass. The average throw is getting shorter and shorter in the NFL every year. Even Patrick Mahomes is throwing shorter passes more regularly. And with that, you need to have guys that can play up at the line of scrimmage as pretty tough covermen. And Minkah Fitzpatrick still could be a deep cover guy, but he was easier to avoid for offenses and quarterbacks because they're happy to take the dink and dunk throws and just keep working that down the field. And so I think what the Steelers said was, look, we appreciate Minkah Fitzpatrick and what he does on the back end, and he does a very good job of protecting the back end, even when he doesn't get all the interceptions. But they want a guy that if they're paying $20+ million to bring the important coverage to the important part of the field. And right now that's in the shorter areas, and that's why you want to go get cornerback. So I think this is a positional value move. And I also think there's a chance that it could work in concert with the Steelers' pass rush a lot better, because what's the two things the teams do to try to neutralize TJ Watt? A, they double team him. B, they get the ball out fast. And if you have corners like Porter, Slay, and Ramsey playing the nickel and taking away guys at the line of scrimmage and forcing quarterbacks to hold on to the ball, it could make that task that much harder for opposing offenses. So I think it makes sense. The Steelers need Jalen Ramsey to still play at a high level, but I think he has that in him. I did a film study on him that came out yesterday in the Post-Gazette. I still think he has those skills with him. It'll just be about seeing where he fits in the secondary. I think he's going to be moving around a lot.
The Minkah Fitzpatrick defensive positioning is a really good point. That's what I want to jump to here, Chris. I mean, you watch a ton of tape every single week. Did you like how they were using him last year? I mean, yeah, okay, he saved a lot of touchdowns as that last line of defense, but it is pretty easy to take a guy like that out of the game when he is so far away from the snap of the football.
Yeah, I think that was the struggle that they were having. Was he was the main guy that they trusted to do that, and they did not have, like, even for how good Deshaun Elliott is, that's not where you want him. You want him playing closer to the line of scrimmage, being a strong safety. And DeMonte KZ was very similar. And also, like, I think the Steelers' cornerback play wasn't good enough across the board to be able to warrant being more aggressive with Minkah Fitzpatrick. Whereas when Minkah Fitzpatrick was having his best years, you had guys like Joe Hayden and Steven Nelson in the secondary. And so the Steelers can say, you know what, we're going to trust those guys to win. Minkah, go roam, go move around here, catch quarterbacks off guard. And that had worked in the past. And listen, I think that if he had stuck around in Pittsburgh, they might have been able to rekindle that. But again, I think the thing is that it's just where the NFL is prioritizing right now. The safety position is just losing its positional value year after year. I mean, how many times, Donnie, have we seen the free agency period come in and we see some really attractive safety players to be had, and they just don't get touched because people are just like, we don't value the safety position. Heck, right now, Justin Simmons is still available. Julian Blackman is still available. Jordan Whitehead is still available. All capable starting safeties in the NFL, and they're just sitting around waiting for a phone call. So I think it's just positional value right now. And did they deploy him right? I think that they kind of had to deploy him with the personnel that they had last year. And I think this was a move to say, hey, you know what? Minkah Fitzpatrick, your times in Pittsburgh were appreciated, but we need to get with the times in the NFL and combat the trends that are going on in the NFL. And that's countering the short passing game more and more, which is why they got Ramsey. I think, again, I said this earlier in the week, and I'm going to keep saying it. I know that there's a national media perspective that the Steelers are, quote unquote, all in right now. I do not see that, because all in to me means you're trading away draft picks. You're signing contracts where guys are going to be having so many void years for 5 and 6 years, and it's going to tie up future salary cap numbers down the line because you're putting everything all in on this one season. They've done none of that. They have all their draft picks still for 2026. Even the draft picks they swapped with the Jonnu Smith part of the trade were for 2027, and they were just late day three picks. I think this is the Steelers just retooling with what they can, using their resources and being aggressive to find different options. But they are not going all in the sense that they are mortgaging any part of their future, because I think right now they still know this isn't the year where the windows open. This is a year to get the window open if they develop the right part to the team.
Should they call one of those three safeties that you listed?
I think so. I think Julian Blackman will be very interesting with the way that he plays. I think he's still in his mid to late 20s, and he could be a guy that you could say, hey, we need you to get in the back of the defense, communicate, and make sure nobody gets past you. And that'd be fine. And I think that if you had that and he was just a solid player for you, that might be what you're asking for. And look, the Steelers have had success when they've not had Minkah Fitzpatrick on the field. And, you know, they've been able to win games in the past. So now I think it's just a matter of making sure your cornerback play is top-notch. Because not only have you gotten Jalen Ramsey and you've added Darius Slay, you need Joey Porter Jr. to be the guy this year. You need him to be and I think Joey Porter Jr. has shown a lot of good signs. At the start of his route, he is often very good. He presses well. He mirrors well. The problems with Joey Porter Jr. come is when the ball is in the air and all of a sudden, for whatever reason, he doesn't trust his work and he grabs onto the wide receiver and he draws a flag. If he can eliminate just that part from his game, he becomes a very good cornerback. And then you pair that with Ramsey and with an experienced Slay. I mean, both those guys are really experienced. You could have a cornerback situation where opposing wide receivers are having a hard time getting free and getting open right away. And again, if you're forcing more third and longs, because it's important still to stop the run to put them in the spot, but if you're forcing those third and longs, then TJ Watt's going to get another second or two to get to the quarterback. And those are the things that can lead to more sacks, more turnovers, more opportunities.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a way, Chris, I kind of see the cornerback situation, this all being a good thing for Joey Porter Jr. You know, a lot of people are saying one of the positives about Aaron Rodgers is that he can mentor Will Howard. And even though he's a guy that got picked in round six, like the tutelage of Aaron Rodgers can help him. We hear that all the time. The Steelers have two of the best corners of the late 2010s and into the 2020s on their team. Now, they're not at their physical peak or football peak, but I mean, having those two guys, just the mind that they have for the game, that seems to be only a good thing for Joey Porter Jr. to learn from.
I think so too. I also think that it's intentional. I think the Steelers are trying to put as much into his development as possible from position coach. I mean, they switched his position coach this year. I also think Gerald Alexander, the new DB's coach, is doing a heck of a job. I think that you're gonna see some interesting things with him this year with the Steelers. But I think that also, I mean, heck, remember when he was a rookie, Patrick Peterson was the cornerback across from him. So now you've basically had three different all pros working with Joey Porter Jr. in the early stages of his career to help him, you know, mature into the pro that he wants to be. I think that's very intentional by Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin. I think that they're trying to say, hey, let's get these guys around. And they still want talent, right? They still want guys that are good and still guys are going to help. But I think it's very intentional to get these guys specifically around Porter so he can learn from them, pick their brain, and kind of watch them operate week in and week out.
Favorite thing about Jonnu Smith and what he can add to this offense?
I think he's going to be very dangerous in the middle parts of the field, and if Aaron Rodgers can unlock that finally for the Steelers' offense, it could create some matchup problems for defenses, especially because if Jonnu Smith's on the field, most likely so is Pat Freiermuth and DK Metcalf. And so if you have that situation going on, if you're running some 12 personnel and you got another receiver on the field, I can see some serious problems for defenses trying to keep up in the middle part of the field with a Jonnu Smith and a Pat Freiermuth. Both are good route running and good catching tight ends. And then you still have DK Metcalf as a deep threat. But I think what's ultimately going to happen, too, is when defenses are trying to take those guys away, because that's going to be a big focal point of the offense, I think there's going to be a lot of plays where Calvin Austin or Roman Wilson, if they just run a simple shallow cross, they're going to get lost in the sauce. I think there's defenses that are going to be like, we're too busy worrying about these two playmaking tight ends. We got to keep the lid on DK Metcalf. We got to watch out for the run, all these other things that we got to watch out for. And wait a minute, the third and fourth your receivers that they have, those young guys, those speedsters, they just ran across the middle of the field, caught the pass, and now they're off to the races. I think that's where Jonnu Smith could come in, is that he can be part of a bigger picture that gets other people open too. So I think that that's where Jonnu Smith could work along with Arthur Smith in this offense, because I think they do need to be aggressive here in trying to find different ways to open things up for Aaron Rodgers' middle part of the field. They still need to be a running team. They still need to be able to run the ball well. That's going to be the story of the season. It's going to be about this offensive line, if they develop and if they don't. But that certainly can help, is hitting some of those play-action passes, developing those routes, concepts over the middle where you're trusting two tight ends to get to win matchups. I think he can bring that.
Talking to Chris Carter, he covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. Chris, do you think there is a real chance they would actually trade T.J. Watt?
It's a very, very low chance. I think that at this point, I'd put it like at 2-5%. Like, I think that it would take T.J. Watt being completely unreasonable in negotiations, where he's like, I demand $50 million a year. And I don't think that they do that. I think that they would do like 42, 43, you know, something around that range, so he can beat out Myles Garrett's average. But I don't think this. I don't think that him and the Steelers are that far. The thing I keep coming back to, Donnie, is when people ask me about T.J. Watt, I talked to Alex Highsmith, I talked to Denzel Martin, the position coach, I talked to like so many different people, and they're all like, "Yeah, we talk to T.J. all the time. Like he's you know, there's that's not much of a concern." I also think that when you're looking at how the Steelers are constructed, you don't make this move for Jalen Ramsey unless you're very sure that T.J. Watt's coming back, because if TJ Watt doesn't come back, then that pressure that I've been talking about, that, oh, it's going to work so well with that tight, with the short coverage, and they're going to be forcing quarterbacks to hold the ball. If you're missing that guy, that's going to be a problem. I think TJ Watt is taking this time to be a new dad. I believe his first child was born in March, and so he spent the spring and early months of summer probably just being a new dad. We know that was, you know, they're big on family there, and he's the best defensive player in football in my mind. And so I think that with that, he was kind of like, you know what, I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity and kind of handle some family stuff. I'll see y'all in training camp. Now, if he doesn't show for training camp, that'll be like, okay, what's really going on here? But I think that this will get done.
So last time he had a hold in back in 2021, do you anticipate him missing camp if this continues? And do you think it could go until the eve of week one like it did last time?
I don't know. I think this is something that Ray Fittipaldo and I have talked about a lot on our North Shore Drive podcast. Is this isn't just TJ Watt. Across the league, players are holding out. Like, the hold-in was the thing years ago. Now it seems like across the board, they're like, the hold-in doesn't do what we think it does. It doesn't really put the team on edge. We need to hold out so that they are in a tougher negotiating spot. And so that's where I think this is more about. It's less about TJ Watt and there being a bigger issue. I think it's more so just this is the trend of how agents are telling their players to handle these types of negotiations. So I don't think it's that big a deal yet. But again, if TJ Watt doesn't show for the report day of camp, then we'll be looking at that. Let's say he shows and he does the hold-in thing again, then you kind of know what that is. You know where that's been. I think the Steelers will be happy to get a fresh TJ Watt for the start of the season.
What is Omar Khan's best move? What is Omar Khan's worst move as Steelers GM?
Well, I think there's no doubt his best move is the Chase Claypool trade. I still to this day just don't know how they got the first pick of the second round for Chase Claypool after all the things you saw of Chase Claypool. The Bears were still that willing to do that. That's been very, very interesting to just see how, just to continue to just think about how that's played out. Worst move, that's tough. I guess if I'm looking at, like, worst moves against things that haven't worked out right, but, I mean, they've been jettisoning, they've been getting rid of guys, that need to be gotten rid of. You know, Deontay Johnson, I wasn't so sure about that trade last year. Boy, were they right about that, I mean, with the way that things have played out for him. And there was a part of me that felt the same way about George Pickens, but I'm like, how many times did the Steelers have to prove to us that they know when to get rid of a wide receiver at the exact right time? So I don't know if – what's his worst move? I mean, right now I'd say, you know, if Broderick Jones doesn't shape up, that would be it, because that's his first pick as a GM, and they traded up to get him in the first round. I do think Broderick Jones shapes up. I think he's getting sharper in practice. But if he doesn't pan out, that'll be Omar Khan's worst move.
What grade do you give Omar Khan right now?
I give him a B+. I think he's doing a really good job, and he got this extension yesterday that's going to keep him through the team through the 2028 season at least. I think it's deserved because he is changing so much. Donnie, this is going to be the fifth straight year of a different quarterback starting in week one for the Steelers. Ben was in 21. Mitch Trubisky was 22. Pickett was 23. Fields was 24, and now Rodgers presumably will be 25. So that's five straight years of different quarterbacks, of so much turnover, of different position groups that have gotten different emphasis, and yet the Steelers are still afloat, and they still have a future. They haven't mortgaged that future. They have plenty of cap space in 2026. They have plenty of draft picks coming their way. I think he deserves to be commended. I think this is part of why he got the extension. The core parts of the team are still around. He hasn't gutted the team, and they can still be competitive. But he has also opened the door for the potential of a few right moves being made and then everything turning up for the Steelers, where if they get their quarterback and they hit on a couple more players and they continue to develop their guys, they could be in a position where their run game's explosive, their offensive line's protecting the quarterback better, the D-line's getting back to stuff in the run, and then you have all these players in key position roles, and then finally, if you have the right quarterback for your offense, you could, that is what could open up the Super Bowl window.
Chris Carter, check out his stuff. He covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. Chris, thanks for taking the time, man.
Absolutely. Thanks, Donnie. Happy 4th to you.
You too. There we go. Chris Carter, some great stuff there from him. Check him out. with the Post-Gazette.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.